Okay, so welcome ladies. My name is Alex. For those of you who have not met me, I am a core member here at a New Earth Movement along with Leanne. And I'm here to introduce her this evening to all of you. And also just to share a little bit about the inspiration behind these offerings. A New Earth Movement, we are a community. We offer many different rituals, teachings, gatherings, and we have a core set of members who have really been working with our community, aligning with our mission statement, things that Leanne will share more about in her offering. And we have seven legacies within a New Earth Movement. One of them is called the Legacy of Respect, which is really a legacy meant for the women to empower the healthy and empowered feminine in our world, and the respect between sisters. And Leanne will share more about that too, but really she has been walking in this way with this movement for many years. And so this offering is meant to tie her special medicine and the teachings that she's been receiving both in her own practices and with the movement to kind of come together in this way for the community. And so a New Earth Movement has offered these offerings from our community members. And it is time for Leanne to share about the sacred moon time in this workshop for women. And so I'm going to open up the floor to Leanne. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Alex, beautifully. All right, so it's really so good to be here. I love seeing all of your faces signing on. It's really exciting, and I'm really grateful that we can gather together in this virtual circle. You know, these times right now, we're not able to really gather in person, and it's so important for us to gather as women. And so it's really special and powerful to come together. And so before we begin, I would like us all to just take in for a moment who is here on the call and just witness each other. And after you've seen everyone for a moment, you can begin to close your eyes if you feel safe. And visualize all of us standing in a circle holding hands. And you can start to drop your awareness and your presence into your heart and into your breath. And as we are united here in this circle, in this present moment, feeling our hearts connected, and feeling our light shining bright so that we can walk forward in this circle of sisterhood and really feel the power of our presence and the power of the present moment. So just allowing yourself to really get grounded and settled and centered into this moment. Feeling the chair beneath you. And feeling yourself really here and now, in your heart. And just noticing how even just a few moments of presence and pausing can shift your whole awareness. And so inviting you to feel that shift. And when you feel complete, you can just put your hands on your heart, feeling your own love pouring into you. And you can blink open your eyes and come back to the screen when you're ready, and we will begin. Okay, so this is really a divinely inspired offering that I want to bring to the women so that they can connect deeper to their bodies and to their cycles. And this is all part of the legacy of respect that Alex was speaking of. And this is one of the seven legacies of a New Earth Movement that I really resonate with and I'm going deeper in my own personal study with. So I wanted to bring this to you too. So I work with the Medicine Wheel of Life, and I'll touch on that a little bit throughout this workshop. And it's all about connecting us back to nature and to the cycles of the earth, because we are nature. And with our moon time, we have this opportunity to connect with our cycle and to our bodies every month for transformation. We have these built-in purification systems. It's so beautiful. And so I really want to start off with a quote from my teacher, Nina Palmieri, that is part of the legacy of respect, so you can have a better understanding of what this is really all about. So, as we become aware and shed the illusionary masks and man-made concepts about womanhood that we have adopted, we metamorphose into the true essence of the sacred feminine. At this time on our planet, it is imperative to regain our collective oneness as women in order to restore our respect and dignity for ourselves, each other, and Mother Earth. We awaken what has been lost, an ancient magic, where we find our truest home, reclaiming our power as life givers, our voices, our sisterhood, and the balance within and all around. And so I really love that quote. Just let that sink in for a moment. And what really stands out to me is the man-made concepts about womanhood that we've adopted. And we've gotten so disconnected from our cycle. I think this really is part of the patriarchy that has been trying to hold us back and as women. And so it's really, I'm really passionate about teaching people to align with their cycles. Because back in the ancient times, women used to bleed with the moon. And on the full moon, they were ovulating, where there was the most light in the sky. And on the dark moon, the new moon, they were bleeding when it was the darkest in the sky. And so nowadays we have artificial lighting, we're in front of computer screens all day, and our inner cycle gets confused. And that's why we have a lot more irregular cycles these days. And so we've also really been taught to hate our cycles and to feel that it's something that we just have to deal with every month, because the patriarchy doesn't really want us to know the true magic that we carry inside of our wombs, or the energy of our wombs. And so one thing I want to share is, anything that I share this evening, please note that each and every one of our bodies is unique and different. And so if I'm talking about winter or inner fall, and I'm saying that it's 7 days long, maybe your winter is only 5 days long. And so I really want you to just take what resonates and leave the rest, because this is your body and we're all different. And so, yes, with that being said, I want to get started on talking about the different weeks in our cycle. So there's 4 weeks in a month, and there's 4 different archetypes that we kind of go through every week of every month as we're purifying. And so week one is considered your inner winter. This is your menstruation phase. And this time lasts from day one to about day seven. And the archetype that is coinciding with this week is the wise woman, the crone, the visionary. And usually this is what society has the most hardest time dealing with. This is also, you know, could be your menopause phase. And, you know, usually on day one of your moon time. So tracking your cycle is, you know, day one to day 28 or longer if your cycle is longer. And day one is the first day that you bleed. So you can start to track your cycle and know like what day you're on, what week you're on, and how you're feeling during those times. And usually on day one, there's a sense of relief. You're feeling like, oh, okay, I made it, I'm bleeding. Like, I can like relax now. And what do we do in winter? So in winter time, we're hibernating, we're resting. But how many of you actually take the time to hibernate and retreat from the world during your moon time? how many of you push through it and take Midol or something to alleviate the pain because you feel like it's in your way of getting things done? And how many of you are in so much pain that all you can really do is lay down? I think we should have a holiday on our moon time so that we can have a paid vacation holiday to bleed every month. Wouldn't that be amazing? So this is a time when the veil is really thin and we have more access to our inner wisdom and power. And it's best if we could really clear our schedules completely and do absolutely nothing. But many of us aren't really comfortable doing nothing because of how society ingrains us to do, and work all the time. So we actually feel guilty if we're taking this time and this space for ourselves. I know I've definitely struggled with feeling guilty about taking time for my moon time and feeling like, oh God, what if someone sees me here laying in bed all day doing nothing? You know, what are they gonna think of me? When so I'm really trying to unwind this patterning so that I can really be more in myself and in my center. And this is kind of like the collective energy of what we're learning too, of how to be more in the feminine. And, you know, it's good to just have no agenda, no plan, and just be with our moon time. And when you really take the time to just go in like that, it could be really visionary and you could receive so much guidance and downloads. But, you know, we have to figure out what is causing our body these pain. Why are we getting these cramps? And when we can really go into the cramps and be present with them rather than taking something to alleviate them, we find transformation in our own bodies. So during this phase of the cycle, it's all about you. So you can prepare for this. You can tell your partner, tell your children, get them on board to help you through this, so that way when you are bleeding, it can go really smooth for you. Because if you actually get the rest and rejuvenation you need during this time, you're able to show up 100% in the other 3 weeks of the month. This is 1 week that's just for you, and you have to, it's like a new program to learn that. And there's time to shine too. I'll get to that when we get to the inner summer, but this time it's time to go within. And what I do sometimes is I like to mark on my calendar on the wall when I'm bleeding so that my partner knows and that we don't plan anything during that time if we can help it. And I ask for assistance, and sometimes I feel really supported and sometimes I don't. And when I feel that I'm not being supported in my moon time, it makes me frustrated to want to show up fully for the rest of the cycle, because I feel like I show up so good during these other 3 weeks that this is really a time about me. And I can imagine a lot of people can relate to that, because this is just how we've been ingrained. And this is a time when if someone asks you to do something, you're like, fuck off, right? Like, no, this is my time. This is time for me. And this is when you might get angry or irritated if people are asking you to do something. And it isn't a time to give to others. That's why our internal bodies are like, wait, hold on a second. This isn't right, because it's really a time to give to yourself. So this is where we learn how to be our own best friend, how to give ourselves self-care, and how to be our own divine parent to see what it is that we're needing during this time. So how can you align with your inner winter? You could sleep a lot, do absolutely nothing, lay in bed, connect with spirit, receive guidance, let go, practice yin yoga, really gentle, slow movements, put aside all tasks, anything that doesn't need to get done immediately, and set aside, I would say, 3 days to at least 1 hour. You know, I know some people have children and it's very hard to set a time to have that much time for your moon time, but at least set aside 1 hour to just really go within and be present during your body so that you can receive. And you can even create a menstruation ritual. So So you can light a candle at the beginning of your moon time, set an intention for what it is that you're letting go of and dying to, because each month we're purifying. You could take time to review your past month and what didn't work and what, you know, needs to be altered for this next coming month. You can buy yourself some flowers, some red roses to put around you. Make time for you. Mark your calendar and just make sure you have that time off. Once you start tracking your cycle, you'll know when you're going to be bleeding. And you can even free bleed and buy red sheets or period underwear so that you can just be fully present with your period. You know, I always used to think that there was something wrong with me when I was little because I could never wear a tampon. And now I realize my body just didn't want that. My body just wants to free bleed every month. And there are also ways that you can collect your moon blood and give that back to the earth every month too. And it's like a beautiful connection you can have with the earth. And during this phase, it's important not to put yourself out there in the world too much, because this is a time to cultivate the ideas that are brewing up and like stir up and brew up that magic. Because if you put yourself out there too soon during this phase, it might collapse or it might not work out so well as if you had waited to your inner spring when you really feel more empowered and more charged. And so, you know, in comparison to the medicine wheel during this time of winter, we're really rooting down our seeds of intention and we're in our own hibernation. And if we come out too soon, it may not be received well or the plant might not bud. So we really want to make sure that we take time to go within and just be with ourselves and our creations and our ideas during this time. This is also a time of shedding. We get to shed once a month with these built-in purification systems. And we can even shed for other people in our life or the men in our life too. We can do this with intention. So you can get them on board, be like, hey, I'm bleeding for you too, you know? So cycle tracking. It's good to know what day of your cycle you're on. And as you get better, you can intuitively be like, okay, I'm on definitely on day 28 right now, which is the day before you get your moon or longer. And so I invite you to start this practice, start tracking your cycle and notice how you're feeling on, let's say like day, you know, 5 or 6 when you're coming out of the moon time into the inner spring versus day 28 when it's totally about going within and shedding and letting go. And you can kind of track your moods during these times too to see when you feel more alive and invigorated or when you feel like more tired. And it makes sense that once you start tracking your cycle, you're like, okay, this is why I just slept all day because I am in my moon time or I'm about to bleed. Okay, so that was inner winter. And I'll give everyone if you ever have a question that pops up, you can type it up in the chat box and I will do my best to get to that by the end of this workshop. So week 2 brings us to our inner spring. This is also pre-ovulation. And this is about day 8 to 14. And the archetype associated with this is the goddess or the maiden. And this is where society wants us to be all the time. This is where we often get stuck wanting to be like the young, beautiful maiden. And society and the beauty industry try to keep us in this phase, but by staying in this phase, we miss out on the changing of the seasons and the wisdom that comes with the wise woman or the crone in winter. So at this point in our cycle, we are beginning to emerge from winter. We're slowly waking up, crawling out of our moon caves with a renewed sense of inspiration for the rest of the cycle. And even though we may be flooded with creative ideas, it's so important that we move really slowly. Because again, if we emerge too quickly, if we're too excited about what we just received and went through, and we share it too early, it may flop or it may not work out so well. Or you might share it with someone and they may be like, that's not cool. And then it might like hold us back from really sharing fully. So this is how we harness the energy of this part of the cycle. to choose specific times to do things in our life. Like, for example, you wouldn't want to plan a party during your moon time, and you wouldn't want to over rest during your summer phase, because it's like you're harnessing the energy from that time. So you want to move tenderly as you emerge from winter and really find your footing in the world. And you don't have to go so quickly. You can really focus on what it is that you're desiring, because it could cause you to have a little bit of scatteredness, or your nervous system may get fried if you go too quickly. And if you enter summer like this, you'll be doing everything for everyone else and not anything for yourself. So this is a time where we are reborn. We're moving from the internal to the external. And you can see this in the reflection of nature too, as we move from winter solstice to the thawing out point, which is the point in between winter solstice and spring equinox. And this is the point when the buds start to shoot out their most growth. And this also relates to your inner spring. And so we have a clean slate. We've purified, we've rested, we feel elated. We can start new projects, take on new tasks, and start to plan and organize the rest of the month. This is a time to really dedicate your tasks and projects and scheduling. It's a good time to schedule the rest of your month out. You'll have the energy for that and you'll be excited about it. You may also notice that you feel more independent during this phase, and you won't fall so easily into the traps of jealousy or care so much what other people think of you in your inner spring. So how can we align with inner spring? You can plan your month, contain your energy, be playful and curious, experiment and take a risk, feel more motivated to get things done, be assertive towards what you're working on, and have enthusiasm and positivity after being in menstruation and really rebirthing with this fresh energy. You may feel more attractive, or you may find people more attractive in this phase, and you may want to connect with others. And so that brings us to week 3, which is our inner summer and ovulation phase. And this is about day 14 to 21. And this is particularly my favorite phase to be in. And I think a lot of people can agree with this one, because the archetype is the mother or the healer. And you really feel like Superwoman during this phase. You feel like you can just run around and multitask and do all the things and get everything done, and you're just happy about everything. And it's a really good time to get those things done that you need to get done that you won't have energy for later in your cycle. So you can have those phone calls with people that would normally irritate you, or putting off those to-do lists on your task list that has been going from week to week to week. Now is the time that you'll actually get it done, because you'll feel the energy for this. And I really find myself most comfortable in this phase, because we have been taught to like do all the time. And you'd think it would be the other way around. You'd think that like winter would be more comfortable because we're not doing, but winter for me is actually very uncomfortable. And I've had to work really hard to learn to be still and be quiet and to go within. And I think a lot of people can relate to that too. So like an example of this is, I'm more of like the homebody, stay to myself kind of person, and my partner really loves to have people over all the time. And sometimes it's irritating, and sometimes if I'm in this ovulation or pre-ovulation phase, then it doesn't faze me as much, and I'm more inclined to like, oh, do you need blankets, or oh, do you need me to cook you food? And it's like I can take on this motherly role, and I'm less irritated by having people in the home, and I'm more set up into that motherly role. So it's a good time to even plan things like that if you know you need to have visitors or guests or something that normally would not be something you'd want to do. Then you can utilize this part of your cycle, this week three, for those kind of things, those kind of activities. So we're in summer, we're heating up, we're juicy, we're ovulating. And this usually occurs around day 12, which is also the time that you're most easily able to get pregnant. So for those wanting to get pregnant, you can use the method of fertility awareness to track your cycle and make love during this time. And for those not wanting to get pregnant, you would want to avoid lovemaking during this time, even though you may feel more sexually attractive during this time. So this is a time where we feel more social. It's a time to throw our parties. Our energy is more outward, like when the days are longer and the sun is at its fullest expression, like during the peak of the fire point or the summer solstice. So you can see in the sky, the sun is at its outward expression. There's the most light, there's the longest days. And this is where, you know, it correlates to the medicine wheel and how we could utilize ourselves as the sun and really be in this brightness, in this energy and shine. So I find I have more energy to stay up late and work on my business during this phase. And I have a more of a creative energy flowing also. So you'll have more energy for other people, for children, for friends, for gatherings. And you'll feel more social, community oriented, being of service to others, hosting, cooking, nourishing, all of these qualities of the mother. And I've actually heard that it's easier for you to actually get what you want during this cycle. So if you're wanting a raise at work or something like that, you can go wait till this point of your cycle and ask, and you're more likely to get it. So you guys can experiment and try that out for yourself. So how to align with your inner summer? Make those phone calls, knock out those tasks on your to-do list, socialize, create a date night for you and your partner or for you and yourself, create something, be of service, make love, self-pleasure, hold space for others, declare yourself that it's your time to shine, uniquely express yourself and let yourself be seen. So if you're launching something or if you're doing something for your business or putting a post out on social media that may be a little bit risky or you're not so sure about it, this is a good time to put that stuff out into the world because you'll feel more confident about it. So some other words that are associated with this time is having high energy, feeling magnetism, generosity, being in the flow, allowing, gratitude, pleasure, superwoman, productivity, multitasking, fun, and a deep embodied presence to the world. So I really love inner summer. I don't know if any of you are feeling that you resonate with one of these weeks more than the other, but you can start to see where you might be leaning towards in each week and how you can bring balance to that. And this brings us to week four, which is our inner autumn. And this is around day 21 to day 28. And so the archetype with inner autumn is the wild woman, the priestess, the enchantress. And this is more commonly known as the PMS stage. So this is where things start winding down and we begin to turn inward and our dead branches begin to shed. And like the reflection of nature, we're investigating what needs to be composted, digested, absorbed, and assimilated from the past month. And it may not always be the easiest things to look at. It may be the time when that voice inside of our head starts to show us all the things that we did wrong. And this is where we have to really hold ourselves with compassion, knowing that we're like almost through the tunnel and we're almost to the bleeding, but we have to kind of go all the way through to get to that point. There's no way out but through. And so it's a period of deep reflection, reflecting on the past month. And you can look at the cycles in nature during this time too. This is a time when the leaves start to fall off and we start to shed and we start to, you know, compost all of these things that aren't working anymore. And we get to do this once a month. It's so exciting. So often if we don't take this time for ourselves is when we become irritated, edgy, because again, it's not a time to serve others. It's a time to serve ourselves. So this is where we feel like we want more alone time. And if you have the flexibility to create your schedule, you can schedule like the few days before your moon time leading up so that you can really have these self-care rituals and really take the time to reflect on the month. Because when we ignore our own needs, the PMS gets so much more intense and we end up exploding or becoming bitchy or, you know, being irrational about things that normally wouldn't bother us because we haven't given ourselves that time and our body is like, hey, listen to me. Like, I need attention. This isn't about other people right now. It's about me. So if we're overly giving to others is when we start to really get into those PMS phases or our body starts to really give us cramps because we're not paying attention to it. So this is a time we can start to really listen to our bodies. And when we do listen to our body during the fall or the wild woman or the priestess phase, you may find so much inspiration and creative ideas, but it really takes that stillness to go within to see what it is that you want to birth into this world. So this is a time to nurture our creative insights, write, draw, come up with a strategic idea for your business and assert yourself. So during this time, you may feel lower energy, your hormones are dipping, you need more space, you want people to ask less of you, you don't want to give, which is all totally normal and really good for you. You may become moody, you may feel less physically active. You may want to speak your truth. And that inner voice may be rearing its head again. And this is a time to pay attention to that inner voice, but not necessarily believe it. Like you can hear all the things that you didn't do or all the things that you still need to do. And, you know, tell that voice, okay, we're going to get to it all. Don't worry. But really like having that divine parent and motherly aspect towards yourself. And you can practice saying no, like, people can ask you to do things and you could be like, nope, not right now. And it's a good practice to try this because so often we're always saying yes to everything that comes our way. So in my inner autumn, I really like to take this time to get all of my chores done and all of the laundry done, cook some good meals for myself. So that way during my moon, I can really just be present with myself and go within. And that's when the psychic vision and the intuitive insight comes if we give ourselves this space. So how to align with our inner autumn? Be really present, self-soothe, self-care, do some movement, yoga, face your shadows and claim your light. And you can kind of see that in the world too. It's the time when we're in the fall of when the light starts to get to go within, we're going into the internal and you're bringing that light inside of yourself and really shining that light on what it is that you need to see about yourself. So that way, when you get to the winter solstice, this is where we birth the light. So this is where we birth our creative ideas. And you may have heightened senses at this time. You may want to just be messy and that's okay. Just meeting that critical voice inside and feeling into what it's saying, but not believing it. And so I want to give you guys an opportunity. That was a lot of information. If you have any questions about anything that I just shared, you can type them into the chat box. And I'm going to take a moment to read them now. Allison, I can send you my notes from this for sure. I love to hear that people like winter. I love that you have a really good experience with winter. And yeah, where's everyone at in their cycle? I'm curious to know, where do you guys know what day you're on right now? Just to see if we're all in different places or in the same faces, I'd be curious to know. Oh, congratulations, Dawn. Happy moon time. Rita said, I just went through this portal today with my partner. Pay attention to me, show me extra love, help me clean more, and I was over giving so much. Thanks, Leanne. Oh, I love that you have that reflection, Brita. Thank you for sharing. Autumn day two, Brita's on, or autumn day 21. A lot of us are in autumn. I'm in autumn too. I'm on day 29, which is interesting because I usually am like day 28 clockwork for my moon time, and I'm a little over this time. Autumn, day 24. I love that. A lot of us in autumn. Beautiful, Allison. So that would mean you're most likely in your inner spring. Also you, Odessa, inner spring. I mean winter, sorry, moon time. Okay, beautiful. So if there's no questions, oh, there is a question. Okay, Brita said, can you share what the difference would be if someone doesn't bleed with the new moon? Are there archetypes you follow if a woman bleeds with the full moon? That's a good question. So I don't know about if there's a specific archetype, but what I've heard is that if you bleed with the full moon, that you are actually carrying like a seed of light for all of the other women who are bleeding. And when you know, our cycles could be all over the place depending on, you know, our lifestyle right now. So we may not, you know, exactly be in this way, but with the new moon, I really love bleeding with the new moon. I feel most aligned when I bleed with the new moon because there's like darkness in the sky and it just reminds me of being like still and in an inner winter. And I find that when I bleed with the full moon, it's like there's so much energy from the full moon happening that I wanna be out and like doing things, but my body is saying to be internal. So it's kind of like a weird contrast that happens. So I don't know if that answered your question, but that's what I got on the full and new moon. And yeah, our cycles can switch. So sometimes we may bleed with the new moon, sometimes with the full moon, it's always switching. It could always be switching. I love that, Monica. Monica said, I think in the old days, the medicine woman would bleed at the full moon and take care of the rest of the women. That's beautiful. Yeah, it must have been nice in the olden days to really just be in a red tent with women and not have to worry about anything and having the men just catering to what you need. Okay, there's one more question I'm going to get to, and then we're going to switch gears a little bit. So Cassandra said, my male partner grew up with no siblings and has not grown as close with any woman before me. When I first told him about the moon cycle several months ago, he was flabbergasted and unbelieving. The first thing he said was that it's no excuse for certain behaviors. How do I keep advocating for myself and working with him to work with me? This is a really good question because I feel that most men don't have these teachings and these awarenesses and they don't know how to even be with the moon cycle. And of course, they're gonna want you to like keep working and keep doing and keep going. But I think if you take that time for yourself and you actually can move past, you know, the whatever he's saying, then and just trust that you know that you need to go within and you actually fully take that time, then during the rest of your cycle, you'll be more inclined to really, really fully show up. And he'll see that. He'll be like, oh, wow, like I noticed that when you took that time for yourself, you were really present the rest of the cycle. Whereas vice versa, if you don't take that time for yourself and you become super bitch during your PMS phase, then he can realize, oh shit, if I don't give her this time for myself, for herself, she's gonna be super bitch. So I think it's like trial and error, and also continuing to have like deep conversations about why it's important to you. Oh, these are all really great questions. Thank you, everyone. Okay, so we're gonna shift gears, and I wanna invite everyone to get really comfortable, and we're gonna drop into a little body meditation. So I'll give everyone a minute to get settled and get situated to wherever they are at this time. And again, dropping back into that presence, feeling your heartbeat, feeling yourself connected here in this circle, and starting to become really aware of your body. And first, bringing awareness to your aura, and feeling at the top of your crown, above your head, your energy field, and feeling this extending around you, feeling your sacred space. Taking a moment to call forth our guides, angels, archangels, and the divine Holy Mother to be here with us and guide us through this meditation, so that we can feel held and safe to go within and receive a message. And visualizing a ball of light of your higher consciousness right above your head and your crown chakra. And starting to slowly pull that energy within you through the crown of your head, and into your third eye, shining light inside of your body, bringing this ball of light down to your throat, connecting with your voice, with your sacred expression, and bringing this ball of light down your heart, feeling your heart light up. Or maybe not, just noticing what's happening inside of your body. And continuing bringing this energy and this ball of light down to your solar plexus. Seeing if this light is shining, or if it's sticky or stagnant in your solar plex. And bringing it down again into your sacral, lighting up your womb or the energy of your womb. And feeling this energy going down your root and grounding you into the earth, into this present moment. And as you're feeling really grounded and connected, shifting your energy back to your womb or your sacral space or the energy of your womb. And being really curious with this space. If it feels good, you can put a hand over your womb or just utilize the light inside of yourself. And notice what's happening for you in your womb space. And just take note. How does it feel today in your womb space or the energy of your womb? Does it feel sticky? Does it feel stagnant? Are you flowing? Take note of what you feel here. Going deeper into the cave of your own mystery, of your true self. Giving yourself all of the attention on your womb space or the energy of your womb. And as you go deeper and deeper into this sacred space, notice if any emotions are arising, if you feel any sensations of heat or coolness. The womb is a watery element. And so you may feel like your water is really flowing, or your water may be really stagnant. Just notice. And as you travel deeper into your womb, into your body, notice if you want to run away or if you're down for going super deep. And just keep being present with yourself. And I'm going to invite you now to listen for a message from your womb. What is it that you most need to hear from your womb or the energy of your womb? And this may come in pictures or words or feelings. All of this is right. Taking a few moments to just explore this area deeply. And if your womb expressed that it needs something, starting to give that to yourself through your hands or your words or your thoughts, letting her know that you're there for her, that you're present, and that she is safe. This is a portal of creation. What is it that you are birthing into this lifetime? Taking a few moments in the stillness, in the sweet silence. And when you feel that you have gotten what you needed to, you can start to bring your awareness back up your body and into your heart or into any area of your body that feels good and feels safe right now. Just resourcing whatever it is that you just received or didn't receive, all is okay. And when you feel complete, you can start to bring your awareness back to the present moment, back to the room, into the sensations of your hands and your feet, the the sensations of your body on the chair. Coming back into the present moment. And you can stretch or move or shake or whatever your body needs, self-soothing. And when you feel complete, you can come back to the screen. And I'm just gonna invite you to take a moment to, you can share in the chat box or you can journal whatever it is that you received from your womb. And just checking in, how's everyone doing? Everyone okay? Okay. Cassandra, how are you doing? Okay, just checking. So Dawn said, my womb said, I love you. Beautiful, Dawn. Nala said, sacred was what she communicated to me. She is sacred. Allison said, slow down was what I received. Beautiful. Elizabeth said, honor myself and my needs. Yes. Brita said, my womb would like me to meditate with her daily to hear what she's saying. I love that. Beautiful. I think we can all use that one. Cassandra said, womb is connected to heart. Cervix and vagina are connected to throat. They can help each other and let each other know what's up. My womb would like to be remembered more often every day. Odessa said, thank you, Leanne. That was a beautiful meditation, and my womb said to sit with me more. Melissa said, beautiful meditation. And Monica said, I went on a journey. I felt like first I have been overgiving and had to give myself appreciation. Then that subsided and I felt deep peace and connection with my deepest core and power. Beautiful. It's so beautiful, the power of surrender when we really can let go and just be present with our bodies. Because so often we are not taking pauses throughout the day. It's very rare that we just even take a moment throughout the day. So it's really a gift if we can give ourselves that and be present. And the more that you're present with her, if you didn't receive anything or you don't think that you received anything, the more that you do this practice and the more that you connect with her or the energy of her, you will really start to notice shifting of your communication with her. And she likes to talk once she gets going. She's got a lot to say. Okay. So this is coming to the end of our time together. And Monica has a question. So let me get to that first before we close. Monica said, do you have any words of wisdom about the transition between winter and spring? This sometimes is a little bit of a bumpy road for me, transitioning from within to without. If I stay in the cave too long, I am off my game, off of my flow. Yeah, I think what I would say to that is to go slow and to take your time, and you don't have to push yourself to come out when you're not ready. You know, give yourself the space to really be in your flow. And you'll know, you'll notice if you are, if you're overindulging in being in your winter, and if it's like, okay, it's time, or if you really, really need that time for yourself. So just tuning in and checking in, what do I really need right now? Okay, there's a few more things in the chat box. So Dawn said, yes, power and so much fire in my womb, a fire that holds me and comforts me, release of grateful tears. So beautiful. And Allison said, there's usually a day or two after bleeding that I still feel like I'm on my moon. And even through the bleeding, just even though the bleeding just stopped. So I'm wondering if there is a transition period. Yeah, there could be. You could definitely have spotting in between. Spotting can really occur anytime during your cycle. And you know, technically, I think the moon lasts, it's really different for everyone. It's around 5 days. And you can definitely have some days that are lighter and feel like spotting, but are still part of your inner winter. Okay, so I just want to say thank you so much to everyone for joining this evening. It was so sweet to gather in this sisterhood. It really fills my heart with so much joy and happiness to connect with you all and see you all on the screen. And I would just like to, I say thank you for joining and thank you for creating this sacred container with me this evening.
Thank you, Leanne, for sharing your wisdom with all of us and connecting us all here in this sister circle where we can really learn about our cycles and how they're connected to the earth cycles. It was really special and beautiful. And you're welcome. Thank you. And for anyone who's interested, Leanne does offer one-on-one sessions with women. If you're interested to hear more, you can email anewearthawareness@gmail.com and just say what you're interested in, and we will get back to you with some more information on that. So thank you for joining us. And we are really honored to have you here with A New Earth Movement and to listen to Leanne's beautiful sharing. So thank you so much, Leanne.
Thank you, Alex. Good night, everyone.